You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Draft the right guy, sign the right UFA, and make a splash in the trade market. That's my hopes for this week, Flames fans. Good evening, welcome to another edition of Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, episode number 75. Recording it just 2 days shy of the NHL draft, October 4th, 2020. And yeah, this is usually the week where we are like getting ready for the first regular season game, which would usually be on Wednesday night. Anticipation would be high. We'd just be finishing the preseason this past weekend, and man, we'd be ready to rock and roll with a new season. And yeah, that's not the case, as COVID-19 has just changed everything. It just has messed up this entire year. I wish we could hit the fast forward button to January 1st and get to 2021, and I pray that that year is a better year. On a bright note, welcome to season 2 of Flames Unfiltered. Yep, we made it a full season, a lot longer than we thought season 1 was going to go, but again, out of our control. It was a success. It was a lot of fun. It was everything. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of talking Flames. It was a lot of watching Flames. But you know, most of all, that made it fun is I got to meet a lot more Flames fans, and I had an absolute blast doing this. I am pumped for this week. This is draft week. Draft week always excites me, not as much as free agency, and we're getting that both in the same week. And that does not happen often, and something that is awesome. And we can't wait for it as the draft starts on Tuesday night with round one, followed by rounds 2 through 7 on Wednesday, and then we roll into free agency on Friday, and boy, I hope that it's busy, and I got a feeling it's going to be busy. We'll see. I know there's a lot of uncertainty on, you know, what teams are going to be able to spend and afford and everything, but yeah, I expect it to be busy. Hopes for the Flames? Yeah, I hope we start a restructure under defense. We had a lot of UFAs. Are we going to get any of those guys signed? Are we not going to sign any? And how are we going to fill all those holes in the back end? Defense is so important, and yeah, I hope we get a restructure there. I hope we get a top six forward. We need to build up front, too, as much as we do on the back end, and hopefully we find out what's going to happen with goaltenders. That might be the biggest thing of all, you know, when you really think about it. And I hope they trade Johnny Gaudreau, which I doubt that'll happen, but that's just my wishes. I want a guy that can play in the postseason. I do. We'll see what happens there, but yeah, honestly, the draft's pretty important for this team, as I don't think our prospect pool right now is a high-powered, deep prospect pool. We need some top-end scoring with size. That would be my focus, but I know defense is also super, super, super important, and man, I can't wait to see what happens with goaltending this week. I don't expect the Flames to draft a goaltender. I don't know why we would need that with Dustin Wolf. We hope he's the man of the future, and you never know what will happen with Tyler Parsons either. That'll be interesting to see what happens there. An announcement to make on Flames Unfiltered. We've been partnering with the Hockey Podcast Network this whole year, and that network is great. Hockey podcasts from every team's league-related podcast, entertainment, just it's great. It's the source out there, the number one source for hockey podcasts. They've just completed their first year, and they gave out their awards for this year. And I am proud and happy to say that Flames Unfiltered was voted the most listened to podcast for season 1 on the Hockey Podcast Network. Now that means a lot to me for a couple of reasons. There's 31 teams that have podcasts. That means there's 31 groups of guys and tons of podcasts on this network that for Flames Unfiltered to be atop of that list with the most plays is amazing to me. And a really, really big honor that that I don't take lightly. And I thank all of the Flames fans that listen each and every week, that have subscribed, that have rated and reviewed us, that have checked out the Hockey Podcast Network, have found other podcasts on the network that they like, because it is a huge, huge network. And I am super proud that Flames Unfiltered sits atop with the most listens in season one. We hope we can carry that success into season two, and we look forward to that. Now, on today's episode, yeah, we're going to kick off season two today and the start of the 2021 NHL season, because it's draft time. And now last season's in the books, and we're looking ahead to what happens to the Calgary Flames. And today we'll preview what the Flames and what the draft will look like for the Calgary Flames. And the league wasted no time with going right from the Stanley Cup to the draft. And then on Friday, we're going to drop into free agency. And on today's show, we will talk about the Flames and how they will handle free agency. Will they be active? Will they not? We'll discuss all the things around the league free agency as far as how they relate to the Flames. And then we'll roll into some Flames news, talk signings, World Junior invites, player assignments, Treliving's press conference that happened this past week, and we'll wrap with a Facebook poll on what we all want for next season and what our expectations for next NHL season are. Thanks for joining Flames Unfiltered. Great Flames talk. We appreciate each and every one of you tuning in each and every week.
Using the wrong tool for the job? Use the right tool for the job. Introducing the Lawnmower 3.0 by Manscaped, featuring advanced skin-safe technology. Order today at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
All right, Flames fans, let's roll through the NHL draft this year and what it looks like for the Calgary Flames. It gets going Tuesday night with round one. Flames have one pick in round one. And then we roll on to Wednesday. It starts late morning. And, yeah, we'll roll through rounds two through seven. This year, the draft will be done virtually, which is no shocker. It'll be done in conjunction with the National Hockey League Network. And I don't know. I'm going to miss not having the GMs on the floor conversing. But all in all, I don't know. I think it'll go smooth. I know that today and tomorrow they're doing two dress rehearsals. So hopefully those dress rehearsals go good. GMs understand how to handle all the technology. And yeah, you know what? Well, you know what I won't miss is when the general manager would get up there and be like, yeah, I'd like to thank Montreal for the hospitality, and I'd like to say hi to the guys at Joe's Burger Shack today for the draft watch. And I'm not going to miss those GM comments. Those are ridiculous. But yeah, hopefully it'll go smooth. It looks like the time frames are going to be a little bit different this year. 5 minutes, it looks like, in the first round, and it will drop to 3 minutes in rounds two through seven. I don't know if that means or changes anything, but I don't know. The Flames, on the other hand, will have a group of, you know, their staff is going to meet in a boardroom at the Saddle Dome. They'll have their U.S. or European and Canadian-based scouts there, and everybody will be working together at the Saddle Dome in person, which is important in my mind. To handle this draft. And Brad Treliving mentioned in his press conference that you know, all the GMs will be talking via phone back and forth and stuff, kind of like they would in person, but not quite as in person. So now let's move on and let's talk a little bit about, well, you know, we have our draft, so we're going to be gaining new prospects, but what do we have in our prospect pool right now? And Jacob Pelletier is probably our biggest prospect. He was our pick last year, the 5'9", 171 pound forward was last year's first round pick. And this year he'll skate with Val-d'Or in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. And we'll see how his season goes. And he is on a fast track to the National Hockey League. I think this guy is going to be good. He did suffer a concussion last year, which cut his season short. And that scares me a little bit. But he still managed to rattle off 82 points in 57 games. And had his second straight 50-assist campaign. So that's big numbers from a big-time player that we hope in the near future will be helping us off. As a whole, our prospect pool in Calgary seems a little light. I don't want to say it's bad. I don't know. It just seems just a little bit light, and we'll see what happens. We got, you know, Emilio Pettersson coming up the chutes, and Dmitry Zavgordini. I hope I say that right. God, I always say it wrong. I say it different every damn time, don't I? We'll see what happens with him. He is another player that had a season last year that was disrupted with a broken collarbone. Boy, you hate to see prospects getting injuries. But for Moose last year, he had 67 points in 40 games. So a guy that can also put up offensive numbers. So where do the Flames need when it comes to this year's draft? Defense was on the number one order for Brad Treliving in his presser. He said that defensemen are his highest need, and which is weird because this year is a forward heavy draft class. But he also stressed too that this team's always been really big on picking the best player in the draft when it's the Flames' time to pick. And that could be one reason why that he has selected 14 straight players that were not defensemen. The last time he picked a defenseman was in 2017, a 16th overall pick, Juuso Välimäki. That seems like a long, long time ago, but hopefully we get to see Välimäki healthy and safe this year. But yeah, so I got a feeling that in the first round, we are going to see a defenseman picked. Trillivan's quote was, "We go for the best available. We're not going to reach and go by position. You'd certainly like to have more defensemen in the pipeline, but we haven't drafted to that position." And last year they did make some off-season signings of defensemen out of the NCAA, and those will help us. Connor Mackey really looks to be a key part of the Flames' future on the back end. Is he impressed? And when it's weird to say a July training camp this year, he really did impress. And so we'll see what happens there, but I do think that they will end up picking a defenseman. The Flames' first pick comes 19th overall this year in the draft, so we're going to have to wait 18 picks to see what the Flames do. And here are some players that, based off mock drafts, rankings, and everything, will probably be in that category of players that the Flames will be deciding between. And three of them I'll talk about first are right defenseman Braden Schneider. He plays for the Brandon Wheat Kings in the Western Hockey League. He's 6'2", 202 pounds. I watched him play live a few times this year up in Brandon, and he's very impressive. My fear is that he won't be available at 19. I'd like to think he would be, but I got a feeling he's going to get snatched up before then, and he would be a good defenseman to bring into the pipeline. He's a safe player. And he's a right side defenseman. So, you can't lose with a right shot defenseman. And he's a guy that, has slick offensive skills, has a pro ready frame, good strength already, and a guy that, probably wouldn't be too far away from stepping into the National Hockey League. Another player talked about as, a potential guy that could be available at pick 19 as a left defenseman in Jake Sanderson. Now, Jake Sanderson, 6'2", 185 pounds, plays in the U.S. Under 18 development team, was ranked fourth in NHL scouting by the North American Skaters at one point, has fallen, has been kind of all around. I think it'll be unlikely, really unlikely that he's available at 19, but you just never know with the uncertainty. Because once you get past 10 this year in the draft class, it's almost a crapshoot. And Brad Treliven talked about that too. With, you know, 10 through 40 is really going to be up in the air and really hard to determine what's going to happen here. Now, Sanderson is a guy that has grown up around hockey. His dad was Jeff Sanderson, and Jeff Sanderson described him as a, you might remember him from the Hartford Whalers back in the day. A smaller guy, forward, great player. He described his son Jake as a lot like him, but a better skater, which when I heard that, I thought, are you kidding me? Cause when I think back to the late 80s, I think of Jeff Sanderson as being one of the better skaters in the National Hockey League. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But Jake Sanderson looks like a prospect that the Flames would love to get, but I don't think he will be available at that time. But we'll see. Another defenseman that may just be available, he's actually rated 19th at eliteprospects.com, is Helgrands, a right defenseman, 6 foot, 392 pounds. A big, big body. He was a late bloomer. He's still a work in progress. A big size right defenseman with good mobility. Kind of under the same program as Rasmus Anderson. I like this guy. I think that he would give us some toughness on the back end and a guy that hopefully the Flames may land in the first round. Let's talk about a forward that may fall, or two forwards actually. And first one is Dylan Holloway, and he's projected to be a little bit higher than 19, but could fall back. He's rated 20th in the ISS ranking, 18th in Elite Prospects, so he's right in that range. He's 6 foot tall, 203 pounds, center, can play a little left wing too, and he is going to be a big body. He plays at the University of Wisconsin right now, and a guy that actually played in the AJHL for the Okotoks Oilers. Shout out to that team, a local team here. And he's a good player that would fit in well in Calgary. The fifth one we'll talk about is another WHL player, played in Prince Albert last year for the Raiders, Ozzie Weisblatt, a right wing, a 5'10", 183-pound right wing. He is rated all over the board. He's rated 19th in the NHL scouting amongst North American skaters, but all the way rated at 32nd in Elite Prospects. This guy's all over the place. He's born in Kelowna. He's a high energy player, scored 25 goals, 45 assists in 64 games last year in a COVID shortened season in the WHL. So definitely can put up points and is a consistent player. Now let's talk about previous first rounds for the Calgary Flames. And if you look at the previous 5 years, let's rewind her back to 2015. And that year we did not have a first round pick. The next year, 2016, the Flames picked Matthew Tkachuk 6th overall. What a great pick that was. Holy cow. The next year, we followed it up with Juuso Välimäki in 2017. Another great player. In 2018, we did not have a first-round pick. And then last year, we talked about it earlier, 26th, I believe, overall, Jacob Pelletier. And he has yet to be determined on what he can do for the Flames. But we're looking forward to seeing what that young man brings to this team here in the near future. Now, the Flames will pick 19th, and they'll move on to 50th, 96th, 143rd, 174th, and 205th. Now, they could pick 81th, but that's up to the Edmonton Oilers. And that was because of their conditional third-round pick as that James Neal Milan Lucic trade. Now, according to Assistant General Manager Craig Conroy, he did confirm that he is guessing that the Oilers will defer and Calgary will get that pick in 2021 and not this season. Number one reason for that is the fact that this year is a extremely deep draft and the Oilers want to, when it's deep, you want to try to get as many as you possibly can. And I can't say that they blame them.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
All right, Flames fan, let's talk a little bit about free agency, as we can't forget to focus a little bit on that too. And we've talked a lot about that here in the last couple episodes, but let's talk a little bit about that. And who should the UFA targets for this team be? As we hear rumors of Braden Holtby, Jacob Markstrom, Corey Crawford, I've given you my plan. You guys know my plan. If you listen to the show, you know what I would do. I'll reiterate it again. I would throw out a big number, not a stupid big, but a legit, let's get him number to Jacob Markstrom. If that fails, I would be on the phone with Arizona looking for Darcy Kuemper. And if I don't get that done right away, then I'm back getting Cam Talbot wrapped up. I've heard rumors of Corey Crawford, Matt Murray, Braden Holtby, all these guys coming to Calgary. I don't want any of those guys. I just don't. I don't feel comfortable with any of those guys. I don't want it. I did hear today, Sammy Vatanen, defenseman, maybe a signing for Calgary here as a UFA. I'd be okay with that one. Lots of rumors with Taylor Hall. I don't know how I feel on that one. I feel like that price tag would be just way too high. And of course, Petrangelo is one that I don't even think the Flames should be discussing. The term and the dollar amount on that would just, to me, does not make sense when you could probably get two very quality defensemen for the same price tag as Petrangelo would be. And this team needs to build depth through the defense. We don't need just one guy and a bunch of fill-ins. And I don't know. My feeling is that Brad Treliving will restrain himself from going after a high-profile guy. I think Jacob Markstrom would be on his list. After that, I think it would be maybe picking the low-hanging fruit as far as the lower-dollar safe UFA picks. How many teams have we seen that have died because of a bad UFA signing and an overpriced one? And I don't think Brad Treliving will do that, and I hope he doesn't, but we'll see on that one. As far as re-signing current Flames that are going to be UFAs, Brad Treliving announced that he hasn't ruled that out and is open to discussion on all of them. Here I'll run down them and give you my little take on it. Tobias Rieder, I really hope they get him signed. I think that's super important. Zach Rinaldo, I hope he doesn't get re-signed. Cam Talbot, we talked about that just minutes ago. And I wouldn't be upset, but I would love to see a Markstrom or a Kuemper in Calgary. But I would not be upset with a Talbot. Riddick pairing like we had last year, I thought it was fine. With the exception of a couple bad moments, it really wasn't bad. Now let's roll on over to the defenseman where it's a little bit bigger of a problem. And we got TJ Brody. You know, if you could get TJ Brody wrapped up for 4 years at under $5 million, then I would say probably, but I think he's going to probably want maybe 5 years at 5 or 5.5. We'll see what he's offered. But, one thing that we have going for us there, and I wouldn't be upset if we re-sign him, but what we have going for us there is he might take a little bit of a hometown discount, and other teams are cash strapped. There's a lot of teams that aren't going to be allowed to spend to the cap because of their ownership groups and the uncertainty that's looming as the league doesn't know when it'll be starting again. I don't know. My gut tells me that TJ Brody will be back in Calgary. As for Travis Hamonic, who made $3.857 million, I don't think Travis Hamonic will be back in Calgary. And my gut just always keeps pointing to Winnipeg on this one, and we'll see. I've heard other rumblings of Colorado possibly too, but I think we'll see Travis Hamonic in a Winnipeg jersey next year, and I do not think we'll see him in a Calgary jersey, even though I believe he's a great heart and soul guy, but I don't think he'll be there. Derek Forbert, I don't know. I hope we re-sign this guy. He's a good safety guy, a third pairing defenseman, block shots, penalty kills. I like Derek Forbert. I thought he was good for the Flames this year, and we'll see what happens there. But I wouldn't doubt that we don't sign him as a safety gap, bottom, you know, third pairing defenseman. Erik Gustafsson, the numbers we're hearing from his agency group are off the charts, man. They're just off the charts. I don't think we'll see Calgary giving him anything close to what he's expecting. I did like what he did in the power play in the postseason, but I think the price tag is just way too high, and we could get a lot better all-around defensive defenseman for that same price tag, so why would we go down that road? Michael Stone, $700,000 he played for last year. We bought him out last year and then re-signed him right away because of an injury to Valimaki. I don't know. I like him as a safety gap. Also, can you ever have enough defensemen? And he's a guy that you can have sitting up in the press box for weeks on end, step into a game and not miss a beat. I respect the hell out of that for him. I don't know how he can pull that off and how he can do that so well, but that guy is really, really good at that. And he finds a way to be able to just step right into the game after sitting out six in a row. And that's important to have because injuries happen. Different things happen and you need that. Especially in a COVID year where you just don't know the uncertainty. I don't know that you can have enough defensemen, and I wouldn't be upset if this team re-signed him. Now, trade targets. We talked a little bit about Kemper earlier. That would be a guy I would really go after. You know, there's been other trade rumors. Calgary seems to be in every single rumor. They do. They just say they're in every rumor. They're in every rumor. Tuukka Rask now supposedly on the trading block. I can't believe that. I don't know. I guess I'd be happy if he came to Calgary. Not happy with some of the things he does. But all in all, I think he's a top seven probably goalie in the National Hockey League. And if we can get anything close to that, I'd be loving life. The team needs to get a goaltender that'll alter the fortune of this thing. Now, Brad Treliving has went through like 11 goalies in 6 years, and it is just getting monotonous, and we need to definitely solve that problem. As for Taylor Hall, I don't know. I hear him going all over the place. I still think Colorado will give him a big one-year deal, a prove-it deal, and pay him big bucks this year, and I don't know. We'll see. He's rumored always to Calgary because he's from Calgary. But I guess I wouldn't be pissed if I saw him in a lineup, but we'd have to get him at a really, really good price tag. As for Oliver Ekman-Larsson, this was a trade that filled the news for much of the week last week. And he was originally rumored to be Calgary-bound or Edmonton-bound. And quite honestly, I think both those teams probably gave the best offer to Arizona. But according to various sources in the league, Oliver Ekman-Larsson doesn't want to accept a trade to Calgary or Edmonton and is looking more towards Vancouver or Boston. Now, Arizona obviously didn't feel like he was getting optimum return from those two teams because the trade has not happened yet, and they are looking to get more teams added to his no trade list so that maybe, just maybe, Arizona can recoup a little bit more of those picks that they lost due to some wrongdoings, and they'll be able to move that salary off. But teams are real hesitant at that price tag. It's a big, big, big price tag. And, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it coming to Calgary either. I've always preached to watch the pocketbooks, and I'm still yet to have somebody tell me a contract over $8 million that a team has been happy from start to finish on. And I'm afraid that if we were bringing in Oliver Ekman-Larsson, we would love him. He would be a great player for us. But I got a feeling on the back end, back 4 years of that contract, we would be scratching our heads and screaming bloody murder unless we had a huge, huge cap increase, which with the way things look now is going to be flat for 2 to 3 years for sure. And you just don't know, depending on what happens this year with COVID, if it was to Nick's part of this season or a bulk of this season or maybe the whole season. Boy, I pray that doesn't happen. What would that do to everything? And would it just push out everybody that much further? And what would that do to the cap? And I don't know. I think it's a time to be conservative and a time to not have big things hanging over your team and big salaries out there that are, I guess, I don't want to say unproven because I think Oliver Ekman-Larsson's one of the best defensemen in the league. But I don't know. I think it's a time for Calgary to play it safe right now when it comes to a defenseman like that. I'd rather probably get two good ones for his same price tag. We'll see what happens there, as I think free agency will be crazy, crazy busy. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm really interested to see how many moves happen on draft day. That'll be exciting on Tuesday and Wednesday also. Hopefully the Calgary is busy. I want to see some movements. I want to see a new Flames skate onto the ice this year, hopefully in January, a team that doesn't look so much the same, so we can kind of put those bad omens of playoffs gone by to bed once and for all.
Do you want a true champion's perspective? Well, come on over to the Bolts broadcast, where we talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning, have some friendly banter, and of course, hockey name of the day.
If you pronounce it, you can get it.
Anthony Neuenschwander.
You didn't pronounce it right. Anthony?
Anthony Neuenschwander.
It's N-E-U-E-N. It's Neuenschwander. Anthony Neuenschwander.
Dude, I always slept in German class, so I don't know. I don't know how you expected me to put that together. Come on.
You only took it for 4 years.
I took it for two.
Took it for 2 years? Oh, no. Jado took it that long.
I took it for 2 years and was, like, asleep in all of German 2.
Oh, you only took it in junior high. You didn't take it in high school at all.
No. Yeah, she sent us across the hallway, and it was, like, me and, I don't know, five other people, and all we did was just goof off because it was an empty room of just us while she was too busy yelling at you guys because you guys were a terrible class.
No, we weren't a terrible class. A couple people were terrible people. I'm not going to mention names. I'm not going to call it anybody in this pod. It
was Chase Brashaw.
It was 100% not me.
Oh, boy. I know a couple of those names, but yeah, it's a good point, Chase. We won't mention those here. New episodes every Monday. Only on the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, time for a little bit of Flames news. Prospect Justin Kirkland has re-signed on a one-year, two-way contract. Prospect Dustin Wolf, goalie, seventh-round pick last year, and Josh Nadler, a fifth-round pick in 2019, have been invited to the U.S. World Junior Evaluation Camp October 8th through 13th in Plymouth, Michigan, in hopes of making the USA World Junior team. That World Junior tournament will be held December 25th through January 5th in the bubble in Edmonton. It'll be interesting to see how those two players do, and I think it would be wonderful, wonderful if we could get as many teams on that World Junior roster as we can, as that tournament just seems to mature players and help them grow into stressful situations. Is that a way to put it? The Flames have assigned some players so they can get some playing time. Defenseman Juuso Välimäki has been assigned to Finland in the Liiga League for Tampereen Ives, and he is playing right now. He's had a couple of really good games. I've watched some highlights of him, and it's good to just see him back on ice. I know it's scary with all the injuries he has. I hope he doesn't get injured, but we need this guy to get some playing time, and that's going to be a positive. A couple other players, Etu Tulia assigned to Västerviks IK in the Sweden League, and Zevgradny Dmitry is over in the KHL playing for SK St. Petersburg. He was a 2018 seventh-round pick and played at Rimouski last year. We talked a little bit about him in the prospects, and he's been loaned over to the Russian League basically because they want to get him up to speed so he can at least play in the American Hockey League when the season begins, and who knows, maybe he might even find a spot on the Calgary Flames roster. Now, earlier this week, Brad Treliving had a press conference, and he talked about a lot of stuff in the ball, 40-plus minute press conference. It was very good. But he expects this year that a later trade market, more after free agency, he doesn't expect that big draft day trades like we've had in the past. Just with so much uncertainty, it's just going to be different. He said when addressed of all the rumors that the Flames have been in, he said he can't speak of all the rumors. He says that they are staying busy. We're trying to make our team better, but I don't know about the rumors out there because I don't pay attention to that. And I guess why would a general manager pay attention to the rumors when he's playing the cards himself? Treliving says that goaltending right now is very important and very fluid. He thinks that everything with David Riddick and Cam Talbot was a positive last year. And David was excellent early, Cam was excellent late, and goaltending was actually a strength for the Flames in the playoffs. The last two seasons, it's been a strength. And returning these same goaltenders next year is not necessarily a bad thing, is one thing that Brad Treliving did state in his presser. He also believes that the Flames are a strong team right now and will not make a move to react out of anger. Anger that they're out of the playoffs in the first round. He's not going to be knee-jerk and make moves like that. He says it makes more sense to build through smart moves that will slowly make this team a better team. Now, that leads me to believe that Johnny Gaudreau is not going anywhere. I don't know. I agree with Eric Francis on this. I think move him now, because next year we're going to end up having what happened to Aguilar with us, and I hate seeing us get no return for him. I would like to see a move there, but I guess I'm wishful thinking, because I don't think Brad Treliving is going to make that move. Defense and goaltending will be a priority this offseason for him. He needs to get that goaltending shirt up, whether it be a Talbot, Riddick, or maybe, who knows, a UFA, or you just don't know. But that is one priority for him. And then, of course, the defenseman. With us having so many UFAs, you know, it's just that a back end is so important. And I think that'll be his priority number one. Now let's roll on into our Facebook poll section of the show. And this week I did a Facebook poll on Flames Hub and Calgary Flames Fans, two great Facebook groups that if you're a Flames fan, why would you not be part of these groups? They talk Flames hockey each and every day. Great groups. Get on Facebook, check both those out. But here's the question. Would you be happy or upset if the NHL announced a January 1st start, 48 game schedule, all games in conference, fans at the games, and regular playoff format completed by July 1st. And a lot of people ask me, why would you ask this question? Because, like, what do you expect to happen? Well, there's a lot of things that could happen. We were originally told December 1st was going to be the start. That's already been pushed back to January 1st. And I think there's a higher likelihood that we start later than January 1st than there is starting on January 1st. Bettman wants an 82-game schedule. I have no idea how that's going to go unless we push way into late summer, which interferes with the Olympics that we worried about this year, that we're moved back a year. I don't see how we can get anything more than a 48-game schedule in. I think that would be the lowest number to make it a legitimate season in my mind. Now, I've heard lots of rumblings about only conference play, and the reason for that would be to cut down on travel expenses, and I'm all for that right now. And you know, how important is fans at the games? Well, we've heard that it's 40 to 50% of owners' revenue is from fans being at the game, whether it's ticket prices, parking passes, concessions, souvenirs. That makes up 40 to 50%. Well, I can tell you a lot of these teams in this league won't survive without that if we play a whole season in front of no fans. And we get back to the regular playoff format, and which I think is important, and we complete by July 1st so that we can start next year at the normal time. And I think that's super important. Those are all key things. That's why I pose this question, which some people thought was a little bit crazy, but most people in the poll, 273 responded. 88% said they would be totally happy with all of those differences to what is, would all those differences to a normal NHL season. 12% said that they'd be upset with that. A lot of them said that they felt that they needed 60-plus games. A lot said they wanted to start December 1st. Some questioned the all games in one conference. They said, well, why not play, you know, two against every team? You know, and I'm like, well, that you got to have more games weighted in your conference. You can't play two against every team and play what would that be, a 62-game season or 60-game season? I don't know. I don't know. Some said it didn't matter if the playoffs went late. I think it does matter a lot, because I think it got a little bit rough watching hockey into August, and I think we lost a lot of fans on summer nights when it was nice outside. I know some people argue with me there, but if all of those things happen and we started January 1st, 48 games, I'm good with that. I'm good with all those things. That was my, like, dream come true. This is what I want for this season. Now, will that happen? I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm sure hoping we get hockey soon, and I'm January 1st, I'd be super pumped.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans, we are wrapping up another episode of Flames Unfiltered. Thanks so much for joining us. Couple announcements. Flames Unfiltered is on Instagram. Get on there, follow us. We put on some stuff on a weekly basis there. I'll have a daily basis this week. Don't worry. We also have another announcement coming next season. Hot Mic. We're going to have the Hot Mic Game of the Week. I will be hosting a Calgary Flames game on Hot Mic each and every week. We'd love your input. We'd love you to watch along with us here at Flames Unfiltered. Next week, we will be back to discuss all the prospects at the Flames draft on Tuesday and Wednesday. We will also discuss any trades, free agent signings, and anything that happens that affects the Calgary Flames this week. Let's pray for some trades. I know. I want the biggest moves. I don't want to jinx anything. I'm super excited for free agency. I hope it's super active. Hope we have a good draft too. I want to get somebody into our system here that's going to make a big difference. We need to up that prospect pool. Have a great week, Flames fans. Enjoy the draft. And most importantly, God, enjoy that free agency Friday. It's going to be fun. Take care, Flames fans. We'll see you next week. Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.